It happened, as he was praying alone, that the disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do the multitude say that I am?" They answered, "John the Baptizer, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the old prophets is risen again." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "The Christ of God." But he warned them and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up." He said to all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits his own self? For whoever will be ashamed of me and of my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you the truth, there are some of those who stand here who will in no way taste of death until they see the kingdom of God." It happened about 8 days after these sayings that he took with him Peter, John, and James, and went up onto the mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became white and dazzling. Behold, two men were talking with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. It happened, as they were parting from him, that Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let's make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he said these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered into the cloud. A voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." When the voice came, Jesus was found alone. They were silent and told no one in those days any of the things which they had seen.